Live from Rudy's Barbecue on Highway 59 at 99 in Richmond, Texas. It's Longhorns Coach Speak with George Ranch High School's head football coach, Nick Cavallo, on GRHS iRadio. The 2021 George Ranch Longhorns are competing in the hard-hitting 26A district again this football season and returning 9 starters and 20 lettermen to its squad. The Longhorns will face district foes from Fort Bend ISD, including Elkins, Travis, Austin, Ridgepoint, Bush, Clements, and Dulles High Schools en route to winning the 26A District Championship, the UIL Playoffs, and bringing another state football crown back to the ranch. We're live from 6:30 to 7 tonight from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, along the Southwest Freeway just south of 99. So come on out, enjoy a great Rudy's Barbecue dine-in special, and listen to Coach Cavallo as he breaks down last week's Longhorns football game and gets us ready for George Ranch's next game this season. Without further ado, let's head out to Rudy's Barbecue and join Tom Tirando, head coach Nick Cavallo, and the rest of the crew for tonight's Longhorns Coach Speak on GRHS iRadio. Take it away, guys.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley, and welcome in, everybody, to Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue. We're on Highway 59, just south of 99 in Richmond, and we're here until 7 o'clock talking Longhorns football with Coach Nick Cavallo, the head coach of George Ranch High School. And, Coach, let's jump right into things. If you're a George Ranch High School football fan, tonight you have two questions on your mind. Number one, are the Longhorns going to the UIL playoffs, and under what scenario will they get there?
Definitely, yes. We still have the option to get in the playoffs. We have to win Friday against Dulles, and then we need Clements to beat Bush Saturday, and then we would be in to the 6A Division II.
All right, and that will be the Longhorns stepping in to place number 4, the top 4 teams in 26A in every division, make the playoffs. The Longhorns would step into 4th place and then look forward to playing whatever top team is in 19-6A.
Correct.
All right, so there is a scenario in which the Longhorns can get into the playoffs. Before Friday night's game, that path was a little more clear.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, the Longhorns, if they beat Clements last Friday night, the path was clear to get into the playoffs, and George Ranch was controlling its own fate, and nobody had to do anything else, no scoreboard watching for the Longhorns that night.
Yeah, that's correct. The winner of that game this past, Saturday night.
Saturday.
Kind of controlled its own destiny, and unfortunately we were on the other side of it.
Okay, well, tougher paths have been overcome in high school sports and everywhere else. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk about that 28-13 loss Saturday night at Hall Stadium at the hands of the Clements Rangers. You're listening to Longhorns Coach Speak on GRHS iRadio. We'll be right back.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at Rudy's Barbecue, alongside Coach Nick Cavallo, I'm Tom Tirando. This is Longhorns Coach Speak for another Monday night, and Coach will get right into the Clements game from Saturday. Longhorns got the football first, got the opening kick. Clements had won the toss and deferred to the second half. That's been happening to George Ranch over these last couple games, where the other team defers on the coin flip. Nonetheless, George Ranch gets the football puts together a pretty good drive, go from its own 30 down to Clements 22 before an incomplete pass, and you have to give up the football on downs.
Yeah, you know, we came out, liked some things early on and was driving, and then, had a negative play there right before that incomplete pass that kind of put us behind and had to do some different things, and they were able to make a play there, and we were not on that first series.
And when the Rangers get the football, they do the same thing. They start on the 22-yard line, drive all the way down to the 20, and then have a play for no gain, three incomplete passes. They turn the football back over on downs.
Yeah, they, you know, what they were doing early on and really throughout the game was a lot of just shorter passes, quick game there, and just catching it down there. We were able to tighten up when we got closer down to our goal, our red zone, and force some incomplete passes and then get the ball back for our offense.
All right, so Clements gives it up on the 20-yard line on downs. Longhorns start there. First play results in a fumble and a recovery by the Clements Rangers at the 18-yard line. So they got really good field position right there at the 18. And they run a couple plays, and then Steven Otisola steps in.
Chenier out of the shotgun. He's got two running backs in the game, three wide receivers. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. Throws it towards the end zone. That's tipped, and that is intercepted. Intercepted, and that's Steven Otisola again, Tom. He had a shot at one earlier on a ball that was tipped by Judson Mixon. He didn't drop this one.
No, and what a nice play all the way around. Got a hand on it, popped it back up into the air, and then followed its progress and brought it down in the end zone. Longhorns get the football back. Nice job there to kind of come back from a fumble by George Ranch, and Clements driving from the 18-yard line. Steven Otisola, nice interception for you in the end zone.
Yeah, we were able to get a couple hands on some of the balls that series, and, Steven was able to bat it, like I said, there, tipped it that first time and then catch it again cleanly. Anytime you turn the ball over with your offense and then you're able to get a takeaway to stop it, that's always a goal defensively that we have, no points after turnovers. So to get it and take it right back was a big boost for us right there.
So George Ranch gets the football there at the 20-yard line, runs a series of plays, five plays. That drive ends up with an incomplete pass, and your punter knocks one 38 yards. So Clements has the football on the 15-yard line. That drive that Clements had, that one also ends up with the Rangers turning the football over on downs again.
Yeah, we felt that, once we tightened down a little bit there and on some of that short stuff they was doing, we were able to keep them, 3 yards or less on some of those early downs and put ourselves in good position and turned them over on down. So, again, that's a big plus defensively.
Then the Longhorns get the football back, and there is a series of punts from both punters. Tim Fisher, after a stalled drive, knocks one 51 yards. Ball hit and rolled. Good Longhorn roll. Clements gets the football back. They go three and out. Their punter knocks one 55 yards. Again, a kind of a low line drive punt, but that one rolled for 55 yards. Longhorns get the football back again. Three and out, and Fisher knocks one 50. So your punter and their punter trade some long ones and kind of push both respective teams back a little bit.
Yeah, they're going back and forth, trying to play in the field position game and flip the field, which, every chance we thought we did, then they came back, had a nice punt as well, and flipped it. It was just kind of going back and forth there for a while.
Now we're late in the second quarter, 1:10 remaining, and Clements finally gets on the scoreboard first.
Chenier out of the gun, four wide receivers. Calls for the snap. looking to throw deep right side. Lets it go. He's got a man wide open. It is complete. 10-5. Touchdown, Clements Rangers. So just like that, that is Patrick Smith, number 7. That is a blown coverage by the Longhorns. Clements takes advantage of it. That's a 61-yard touchdown pass from Gunnar Chenier to Patrick Smith. They lead at 6-0 with the extra point to come.
Let's talk about Patrick Smith first. He caught that 61-yard TD, but he's a two-way player, and he hurt you on D on the next Longhorn drive with the interception.
Yeah, we knew him coming in, that was, you know, one of their main guys, both sides of the ball, really in all phases on the return game as well. We were trying to do some different things coverage-wise to mix it up and change it up, and kind of got signals crossed on the coverage we were in there, and not everyone had communicated on it there, and he got behind us in there, and with the speed he has, once he gets behind you, it's kind of hard to make it up, and was able to get a touchdown for them early.
So going back just a second to that touchdown, after Clements got in the end zone, they lined up for the extra point. There was a false start penalty, pushed it back 5. Another false start penalty, which I don't think I've seen before. 2 false start penalties, yep, on an extra point try. Push it back another 5. And then the third attempt was blocked by the Longhorn D.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we try not to take that play off. That's a crucial point that can come down to a point there. So I think we got a good push inside from the defensive tackles, and I think it was actually blocked inside by one of the tackles. I don't know if it's David Walker or not, but they had a good push and was able to take at least 1 point off the board for them.
So it's 6-0 in the waning moments of the second quarter. Longhorns take the opening kick, move it back to the 40-yard line, put together a couple plays, pick up a first down, pick up 11 yards on the way, and then on the first down, after they make the first down, on that next play, your quarterback, Cole Murphy, wants to throw and does throw, but Smith was there to kind of interrupt that route.
Murphy out of the shotgun. He's got 4 wide receivers. Looking to throw right side, a little pump fake. He goes deep, and that is picked off, and that could be 6. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Clements Rangers, and that is a nightmare scenario. There is a flag on the play, though, so hold everything. And that is Patrick Smith. And if this play stands, Tom, how would that be to score 1 touchdown offensively for Patrick Smith, and perhaps 1 touchdown defensively? But judging by the officials and the posture of the two teams, it looks like this one is coming back, probably for an illegal block during the return. So I believe the change of possession will stand. It will be Clements football, but it will not be a touchdown, which is a huge deal for the Longhorns, Tom, as that would have been a real backbreaker heading into halftime.
Yeah, so the flag is at Clements' 43-yard line, about the spot where Smith got the football.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports,
well,
then
let's wait on that. The Longhorns dodged the proverbial bullet there with the interception by Smith that he returns, but Rangers committed a illegal block right after he got the football, and it was called back.
Yeah, it was right there as soon as came up the sideline there, blocked, I believe it was blocked JoJo in the back, who had a chance to make the tackle and sprung him free. So definitely got lucky there.
So the half ends, Clements ahead 6-0. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the second half and Clements getting the football first in the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond. We'll be right back.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening to Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, Texas, live on GRHS iRadio. Let's head back out to Rudy's and join Tom Taranto and Coach Nick Cavallo.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at Rudy's Barbecue, we're on Highway 59, just south of 99 in Richmond. This is Longhorns Coach Speak. We're talking about the Clements Rangers and the Longhorns, a game from Saturday night from Hall Stadium. Clements had deferred, given the Longhorns the football in the first quarter. They take it in the third quarter and put together, again, a decent drive with some big chunk plays along the way. And finally, they give it to their running back, Morales, who does this.
Snap it. Give it to Morales up the middle, and he looks like he is in the end zone. No signal yet. Yep, now we have a signal from the head linesman down here. He does signal touchdown.
Number four, Morales, your ball carrier.
So J.R. Morales gets into the end zone. And how big is that face mask penalty now? As again, that was going to put them into really a tough field goal situation. Fourth down, and instead, first and goal from the 1.5. They punch it in with Morales. It is 12-0, and the Clements Rangers are going to go for two here as they're going to try and make this a 14-0 lead.
What Jason's talking about there is the Longhorns had the quarterback bottled up and was going to post a pretty substantial sack on him, but there was a face mask penalty that brought the ball back down to the 2-yard line.
Yeah, they kind of ran a wildcat formation. It was Smith at quarterback, and we did a really good job of blowing it up at the point of contact, and I believe Trevion Akins had him wrapped up and kind of threw him around, and he got out of it, and then Matthew Lampert was pursuing backside and got the face mask right before we ended up getting him down, and instead of being fourth and I think it would have been about fourth and 15 or 16 on about the 23-yard line, it was first down, first and goal.
Those are difficult penalties because you're pursuing a person with the football. You're trying to get your hands around them. If you're up high there, you run the risk of grabbing onto that face mask and the side of the helmet. Those are tough ones.
Yes, it definitely is, especially when you have shifty, speedy guys like Smith, and you're pursuing hard, and it's almost an extra effort type of penalty type deal, and just trying to finish it up and use proper technique the best you can in those situations.
All right, the Rangers went for two and converted on that since they had that extra point blocked in the second quarter. So now it's 14-0, Clements Rangers. Longhorns take the kick, move it up to the 28-yard line, and then you got a big shot in the arm with a long run by Hyman Drinkard.
He's got four wide receivers in the game. Drinkard is the lone setback. Snap it. Give it to Hyman. Cross the 30, 35, 40. He's got daylight. He's out of the gate. 50, 40, 30. They're not going to catch him. 20, 10. Touchdown, Longhorns. And, Tom, there are no flags on the field.
Number three, Drinker, the ball carrier for the Longhorns. That's good enough for Longhorns. Touchdown.
And just like that, Hyman Drinkard wakes up, The George Ranch Longhorn offense wakes up. A 72-yard touchdown run puts them on the board. Score is now 14-6 with the extra point to come.
So what kind of play did you call there that was able to spring Hyman Drinker?
We just run in zone and was able to get the backside blocked off and got some good push on a double team inside with our guard and center. And Hyman made one linebacker in the hole miss, and then once he got outside of there, was able to get outside a little bit and then let his speed take over.
And we talked about that quite a bit. We talked about that all year long. He does have the ability to make men miss and multiple people in a run for him miss and put more yards on the board for George Ranch.
Yeah, definitely, totally does. And, you know, like I said, I felt like we got some good push up front on that one and was able. We were having some trouble there in the first half and early on with some backside run-throughs by the linebackers. We was able to get that cut off there with our tight end with Drew Sykes and keep it front side. And Hyman was able to, like I said, make someone miss and score a touchdown.
All right, that made the score 14-7. At the 6:29 mark of the third quarter, Clements gets the football, has to punt. Just a minimal return for George Ranch. Longhorns take it on the 33-yard line and move the ball downfield to the Clements 34. But then the drive stalls, and you have to give it up on downs as well.
Yeah, again, we felt that we got in midfield range at all, that it was four down territory, and thought we had a chance to get some things, and they did a good job defensively stopping us down.
Clements takes the football on the 34-yard line. Third quarter ends. Fourth quarter commences. They put together another big drive and score a touchdown on a 32-yard pass reception at the 9:40 mark of the fourth quarter. Now it's 21-7. Longhorns give it up on downs again on the next series as you're trying to work four down territory there. But you, in this drive, you had three incomplete passes before the ball is turned over to Clements.
Yeah, again, they did some stuff. Clements offensively was able to get behind us on that touchdown again, had some passing situations. And then, we kind of getting down there time-wise and whatnot, and trying to throw the ball a little more, and was incomplete, not able to complete it, and turned it back over.
Clements takes the football on the 39 after the Longhorns turn it over on downs and put together a sustained drive. Now it's 28-7 on the 16-yard TD. Longhorns get the football back and put a drive together, which results in a 43-yard TD reception by JoJo Wilson from Dion Drinker. And it sounded like this.
Drinker takes the snap, looking to throw, looking deep middle. He'll let one go towards the end zone. And that is caught for a touchdown by JoJo Wilson. Well, we will file that one under way too little too late. But regardless, Tom, a nice throw by Dion Drinkard and an equally nice catch by JoJo Wilson as he ran under that football in the end zone.
Good enough for a Longhorns touchdown.
35 seconds remaining. Longhorns closed the gap a little bit, but unfortunately, they would need nothing short of a huge miracle at this point.
Great drive by George Rantz, 72 yards, five plays. And as Jason pointed out, and he and I talked about a little bit more, that play was really well performed on both ends. Good throw by Dion Drinkard, good reception by Wilson.
Yeah, like you said, it was a great throw by Dion, great over-the-shoulder catch by JoJo, good protection, everyone held in there. And was able to complete it for a touchdown.
All right, take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk about Friday night's contest with Fort Bend Dulles and what that means going forward to the Longhorns getting into that number four spot and the UIL playoffs. You're listening to Live Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond. We'll be right back.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Summer is barbecue time. Rudy's Barbecue. Time for our slow-smoked brisket, sausage, or ribs. For 25 years, Rudy's has been the official barbecue of summer. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Always believe.
All right, back at Rudy's Barbecue.
Impacted your teen's social development?
Our pal Jerry Toops is here, and we need an always believe going into Friday night against the Dulles Vikings. Coach, what do you expect from Dulles?
Dulles is going to run the football. They kind of went to more of a wing T type of offense. They were, you know, had a big output last week against Austin. So looking to, you know, kind of run the football, shorten the game down a little bit. And then defensively, you know, bring a lot of pressure and kind of pack the box in there. So we're going to have to distribute the ball and be able to run our total offense.
All right, the way the schedule sets up here, the Longhorns play Friday night against Dulles. Austin plays Elkins Saturday at noon, and then the game that Longhorn fans will be focused on after your game Friday night is Bush and Clements, which doesn't take place till Saturday at 6 o'clock. So at least the Longhorns won't have to do any scoreboard watching, as it were, during your game. You'll be able to play your game, play it all the way through, and then see what happens with Bush and Clements.
Yeah, and that's what we, you know, talked with the team today and told them the scenarios. And, you know, obviously you'd like to already be in, but being in week 11 in 6A high school football and still having a chance to play is a lot more than a lot of teams at this juncture are able to even say. So we just talked about in taking care of what we can control and going out there and putting a good product, a good show out there Friday, taking care of our business, and then just sitting. Hopefully Clements can pull that off and we can keep playing. But really just talked about it with the seniors and, you know, how do they want to attack this week and the memories or the image that they leave, where it's most likely the last game at Trailer, even if we do continue on, you know, what they've put into it the last 4 years and whatnot. So we had good practice today. Spirits were up. Kids were flying around and, you know, lifted during the athletic period and had a good after-school practice. So for a Monday, just ready to keep going back to work and trying to get another win.
I was thinking also that the way the schedule shakes out, the last game is at home, and that's a plus in the Longhorns column. Very comfortable place to play, and at least your kids will have the opportunity to play that game at their home place.
Yeah, definitely. You can play in front of your home crowd and the Ranch Rowdies. And, you know, it's always an electrifying atmosphere. So it should be a fun Friday night again.
Coach, good luck on Friday night. And we'll be back next Monday night, hopefully talking about Longhorns playoffs as they walk into that four spot and then meet the number one finisher in 19-6A. That's it again for Longhorns Coach Speak for another Monday night. Our thanks to head coach Nick Cavallo. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Longhorns Coach Speak with George Ranch High School's football coach, Nick Cavallo, live from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, Texas. Join us each Monday night at 6:30 for Longhorns Coach Speak with Coach Cavallo and our GRHS iRadio crew. Or better yet, come on out to Rudy's. Enjoy their Longhorns Dine-In special and watch the show on site. GRHS iRadio is Lamar CISD's first and only campus radio station from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. So long, everybody.